Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
automation update number probably 32. And as always with these updates, this is probably done while I'm driving, so you'll hear hopefully you'll hear some traffic noise, traffic indicators as I move around, as I drive off to my appointment. So what's the major things with the automation? There's been a few minor bugs that I fixed. Now, one of them was the fact that if you have a space in front of your file name, your podcast name, so I just have the name of the podcast sort of propagating through the entire system. So the name of the podcast is the title of the podcast in the blogger, which is the actual title of the podcast, which is the title of everything. And so the podcast uploaded is a directory. Name that podcast number and that directory. So obviously there's a long-term problem with that because it doesn't have a date or timestamp in it. You can possibly name the same one, but the problem was that a space at the beginning of your file name is allowed in DOS. Okay, so you can actually physically upload, you can physically have such a file on your computer, your DOS operated computer, but when it comes to the PHP, the internet upload profile, so the server doesn't allow it. So I've introduced a horrible thing that checks the string that you're putting into the top. In fact, it checks all strings as the going in. So what you do is you record your podcast, you plug your dictaphone into the computer. The computer's continuously scanning to see if there's anything plugged in. It will then automatically upload it. So that is, in terms of like parallel processing, it means that you plug it in, and while you're actually logging in, putting your password, it's already uploaded it by the time you've got there, or uploaded the various files. And then that file will have a name associated. So it's now removed from your dictaphone, and it's now in that current system. You've got a current log file. I think it'll be several gigabytes at this point of just raw podcasting. So what happens there is you can have different dictaphones, different sources. It doesn't care. It all treats it as one and puts it, loads it in there. So it's all, doesn't really, you don't have to worry about what dictaphone you use or anything like that. I do have two dictaphones. In the case, you know, I was planning for meetings where I recorded things, and obviously being a computery type person, I would know that to avoid the risk of failure, you'd have two recording systems going at the same time. So I've got two dictaphones. Oops, coming along here. Sorry, I'm just having to slow down. So there is this problem that if you accidentally press a space bar, an NBSP, non-breaking white space or non-breaking space at the start of your string, everything clears it. However, it just doesn't send it. The FTP protocol just can't manage it. So what I've done is, as you type, it looks at what you typed, and if there's a space, so divides up your string, it says, look, I'll take the first character of the string, divide it into the string in two parts, the first character and the rest. Now, if the first character is a space, I throw out, or if it's not a space, I just let it go through. Now, that's a bit of a clumsy thing. The major thing is that I've locked it off, but I do have this thing which allows you to type a title in different from the version going up. So I do have a filter which cleans up anything that you type, so it's DOS consistent. So I will move that processing to the point that it uses the filter. So that'll be a little bit secure, easier to operate, because I've had to put that filter at several points in the program where it goes. So this is a subroutine that's walking up here. This is a subroutine that's easy. I can then migrate that to the subroutine. So what I've done is I've put the patch in right up close to where it occurs. But now, obviously, that if you build another engine to go in and produce stuff, it's much better having a subroutine, which is the... I already do have a subroutine, but upgrade that subroutine. But I've eliminated that error. Then I had this really unusual error. So what happens is, and it's gone through, so if I have to stop a podcast over a period of time and add the podcasts together. So I do one and there's a 20-minute break and I have to do another podcast, or someone interrupts me and I have to stop and break podcasts, you'll get three or four files going up, and you tell the system that this is coming. Sorry, that this is coming. So what happens is I just put a plus for the... text field with that file, the text field which describes what the podcast is, I just put a plus. And once it's there, it knows that rather than sending up individual, so if I have five files, it will send out five podcasts at the same time, structure and put it out. In this case, it restructures it. And so that was working reasonably well, but occasionally it didn't work. And so this was a bit of a head scratcher. So I'd test it out and go through the test and it would work, and then occasionally I'd do something a little bit odd and use it later in the day, and it wouldn't work. And so it took a little while to actually go through that podcast and actually work out what was going on. So in this case, what I did was I began to narrow down what the problem was. And so it was a problem that if I had other podcasts loaded in, other files loaded in, so if I was concatenating the last podcast with the second, third, fourth, fifth, and say the eighth podcast and skip it through, it would work okay. But if I was podcasting the second or the third podcast, I'd have a first podcast, second podcast, and the third podcast would be concatenated one, so I would concatenate at that point in time. It wouldn't work, and I'd be scratch the head. So what it does is that it's got two modes. It's either got a mode of taking a whole series of podcasts individually and then producing them and producing and uploading them to Wed and doing the production associated with it. Or it can actually take this concatenation. So in that first way, you've got a whole stack of files that just gets sent through, iteratively one at a time to be produced. What I've done is, again, sort of front-loaded human interaction so it happens first, and so it can do the... rendering. You don't have to sit there while it's rendering. It's rendering in the background, and you've already published the podcast. So, say after you publish a podcast, it may be, I don't know, a quarter of an hour for it to finish rendering, to convert the MP3 to a compressed MP3 of a reasonable quality, and then another quarter after that to upload. So, it'll be a half hour. So, if you get a podcast, you plug it in, it reads it, you type it up, it's then you then process, and then immediately you write onto the internet what that podcast is, and then it will be, while you're doing that, you're going off doing a cup of tea or doing another podcast or something like that, it's going through the process of rendering it and then sending it up to the internet. And so the internet can be fast, can be slow, it will just slowly plod away, and then if the various, so I'm just trying not to get crashed or killed here. You've got the various things going on, and then there's error checking. So it goes up and says, say if the the uploads incomplete for any reason whatsoever, it will just check after an hour or so, has the upload been there? It will work out whether the upload's successful, and it will automatically, but it's never had to do this, but it will automatically shut down, delete things, and start again. Just keep on doing it. This is really important when you've got a cluster of computers. You've written this program, you put this program on a cluster of computers, computers can just check on each other and step in and help when they want. So, what was the mystery? Well, what I'd done is that it's two groups of files. One is all the groups of files, all podcasts, and it works out of these podcasts which ones are, you know, I've got a stack of 20 podcasts. I want 3 of them published individually. Gee, what's happening here? Okay, sorry. I want them all published individually. We'll go through that stack of 20. Or I can say, look, I want podcasts 5 to 10 concatenated. And what it does is it builds a much smaller list. Now, what happens is, what had happened is that when that wasn't 1 to 5, that was 5 to 10, that smaller list would go in as the 1 to 5, so 5 would be migrated up to 5 to 10, and it would just work out that there was nothing there, and it would just produce nothing, it would just go and upload nothing. So essentially all I had to do is break off, this is in LabVIEW, so everything is graphical, so all I had to do is break the wire that was going through with the list and reconnect, being fed into the list of files, and just change that list of files, not from the list of files that I wanted to concatenate, but a list, the original list. So I sort of slipped up there. I had I had miswired it. So in non-graphical programming, I've got a fault alarm code in LabVIEW, which is graphical programming. All the components are put together as little circuits and little wires. I misconnected the wire such that the information, the signal sent into the program, was to sort through. Like, it has its concatenated list and it knows what to do, but it didn't sort through it properly. Can't quite describe it. So, at any rate, it's all, there's heaps and heaps of cops can't see. I'm going way, okay. Right, just waiting here. Someone's merging up here. So, error number one is fix, which is the blank picked up. So this is like, we're getting into 1 in 100 errors now. And this is why I'm just producing so many podcasts, pumping it through to see what's going on. Then there's another really slow error. That's an error that you have that it, concatenation works, but if you concatenate after you've got so concatenate is the computer term for adding, stitching two files together, which actually means it's actually a little bit more sophisticated than what you think. Because a lot of file data has headers on, right? And essentially, you can actually add two headers together. It's sort of like binding two books together with the covers still on. You have to remove the covers in concatenation. There is actually a little bit of sophistication. The word concatenation is slightly different from append. Slightly different there. So it wasn't working on this route, and it just took a little while to actually work out, you know, what must be happening. I must admit, I was completely flummoxed, completely foxed, couldn't work out what was going on there. So that's I suppose it's probably getting boring to see the Podomation going through. Then, on that is you get your Podomation software, rip out the guts of it, reconfigure it such that it does automated quizzes. And I suppose the essential idea there is to recognize when you can step back and recognize what the various steps are involved. So at the moment, there's a step where I produce the words, the music, and everything end to end for a quiz. And this is good for basically a calling card. This is not a commercial quiz that, you know, you want people listening to. But this is a basic quiz that people can get the gist of. Let's see, what are you doing that? Yeah, automated podcast. So the fundamental idea is that a podcast has a certain structure, and you can actually add to it. Are you doing okay? It's all these cars turning right, and I'm in the right-hand lane. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. I'm sorry. Yes, so even in the Podomation engine, I've got sophisticated stuff. It can actually manage 3 or 4 podcasts, or it can manage a concatenation of podcasts. You know, it's broken up, stitched it all together. And it can also start to manage things about where you do a podcast, you read an article, and you summarize it afterwards. You say, in this podcast, you will hear, and miraculously, you will hear, because you know what's been going to be said after you've said it, but you can actually say that before. So in that case, if you want the very last podcast to appear at the front, so the last thing you say to appear at the front of your podcast, you just put a double plus sign, and that's just a very minor thing to do, is add plus and double plus for podcasts. So you can just go up to a file and click these two buttons to say, I'm just going to really think exactly where I want to do it, to place those buttons. So this is to concatenate or to concatenate with the last file appearing to the front. So there's a natural ordering of it. Extend that a lot, you know, factor of a lot more, you can actually produce a multiple choice quiz where the computer will restructure what you say such that the quiz is made multiple choice. So when I do the quiz, I just say what the right answer is, and then it will say put an A, B, C, or D, and then it'll type out the sheets. And the art in that is realizing that you are not okay. You're not aiming to produce it all yourself. You're not producing a software that does the job. You're producing an entire methodology of producing online lessons, which has different things. A, there's probably boring and saturation. People may learn from it or do it. It's a niche area. However, it's got a different structure. That is, the content can be provided by experts. The delivery can actually be provided by experts. I've sort of developed a level of competencies talking about it, but that's nothing that comparable to someone whose job and feature is actually talking on radio. It's got the intonation, the pronunciation, stuff like that. And of course, it's a little bit one hand behind my back, because I found pronunciation or getting sentences out in one coherent blob with a complex word in the middle just stumptify. This is something that I'm not there yet being able to get across. So this is the idea of the podcast. And so the most recent podcast I've done is on Islam, because this is one of the... It's not only just science that is almost willfully misunderstood and the actual specialty is gone. It is indeed Islam is one example. And there is just keeping on putting out these podcasts to see these quizzes, to see at what point, it's not to desperately, it's not a desperate, it's sort of like a military operation in terms of, there's sort of two things where you can go. You can send out scouts and recon to actually reconnaissance an area, and you send out sort of three guys, you know, lightly armed with a pistol and and you send them out, and their idea is not to be detected and not to precipitate strategic responses, just to get the information out. And this is sort of like the quizzes I'm putting out are reconnaissance quizzes. And the key to it is this confusion that would amount. And so the fundamental thing is that people have to say, you know, what I want to get to, the point is, this is not good enough, but the problem that it's addressing is really worthwhile addressing. What can we do to move this area forward? You know, what can we actually structure to move forward? And so that's what's going through. This is for the Podomation update for the actual quizzes. I've now introduced a few things. One is sequential podcasts, using Audacity to its full, but also using the fact that it is sitting there, that you can actually get the actual pronunciation correct, only for the answers though, by actually typing in. Oh, that really fascinates me. That would be a fascinating thing to do. Whether you can do text-to-speech good enough that someone could possibly understand your quiz. So you could actually have an online form, fill in all the blanks online, and the quiz is, I think that's a doable object. I have to try and get that working. At the moment, where pronunciation is all that correct. It's just some of the things that, some of the Islamic sects, the letters don't speak to me in a way that I can operate and pronounce it. Most people can hear it once and then they know to not read the letters and then to instead put in a pronunciation. So it's particularly the Gaelic spelling. There's this things where I just see an accent on thing and think, oh, there's no way I can pronounce that. So the next level in this latest Islam quiz is being able to actually produce things. Now, so produce the, to get the word I can't pronounce, Papa didn't pronounce this on the internet, and it goes through a sequence. So I have it in my screen recording. So one thing that Audacity doesn't appear to do is record your own computer sounds convincingly. Okay, so I have it on Camstasia, and after Camstasia, we're going to hear in plenty of time. What a joy. In Camstasia. Camstasia produces a MP4A file, which is a sophisticated packaged file for interaction on whatever it is, but that MP4A file cannot be imported into Audacity without uploading the lame add-ons, and I don't know how to do the lame add-ons. I don't know. I follow it. It's sort of just bewildering. However, once you've got a cluster of things that you wanted pronounced as answers, you can actually just cutting out, produce a very quick file. These are just seconds of audio. It just takes seconds to render. So unlike video rendering, it's audio only, so you eliminate your video signal from it, and then you put it on NCH switch program, which then converts it to an MP3 file. You pop it into Audacity, then it's got a little sequence of text there. You leave your sequence of text there, and you cut and paste your correct answer up. Now, in this case, I sort of repeated the four sects. So education-wise, it's going to be fantastic, i.e. that people... Oh, sorry, working this is a bit... It's been raining like the buggery in Sydney. So this hospital car park is just a paddock. Okay, it's even further into Western Sydney, but it's just a paddock. So the aim there is to... just quietly position yourself so you're not a lobby group. You are not. That's the example. A lobby group has a finished product, a finished market, and wants to actually do a social action. Essentially, the moment that someone wants to speak to a politician or get things going, they have a social action involved. What we're at the moment here is exploring potential. And for that, you have to actually present something which has its potential visible. And you've got to go through a few processes. So you're selling potential. And so you have to actually go up to someone and say, can you hear the potential of this new product, you know, this new thing out? And if they can't, that's okay. That's trying to get the information. If they can't, and where you're going for it. It's, right, this is one of the things that, it's a different aim. The bottom line is that it's sort of like your salesman in terms of that you want them saying yes, 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 and you don't want to steer the position around where they actually are forced to make a decision which cuts your sales off. It is, you know, they're not really interested in this product, but are they interested in the general concept, or are they interested in the concept above that, which allows you to keep the relationship and move it around here. So the Islam one hopefully will intersect people who want to, there's certain people who want to get information across. So identified is people who are interested in trade of moving information. These would be the Islamic group, climate change, and the other one is radio stations, community radio stations. They're interested in communication, but in a different length. That is, being able to provide an outlet for the cost overhead of getting an expert up and addressing a particular problem. And so if we can actually reduce the barrier to production of that particular point, that's there. So there's three areas. Climate change is too hard. The Muslim stuff would be interesting to see if there's anyone there. Unlike climate change, where it's just very few people trying to make a very large front, the Islamic community might be a different set of things. Again, trying to actually understand how to address community radio where it comes in, like I said. So just in summary of the Podomation update, the space in front of a word for a file name has been fixed, but it's a temporary fix. I want to get in there and nail it. So what... Well, that's a little bit complicated. This is one of the things where if you put a patch on, you have to be aware of how to unpatch it to test a better patch further up. There's the patch on. There's the one where I have wired in a truncated file set, which worked. The truncation's okay when it's the first ranked file, but after that it wasn't there. So that was just required. Quite literally, I'm just trying to think what it is. Just cutting one wire and adding another. It was just fairly simple. Then finally, the creation of quizzes. The technology increase there is being able to do more of a podcast using, being able to work in little bits. They're being able to use the internet, being able to, then the next thing is to actually target quizzes which are going to be exemplars of what is potentially possible if we do more work, and to actually get the communication across the various points across that. So that's the overall strategy. It's going fairly well, but we'll see how it goes. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.